We're going to pray. Father, just thank you for your people. I thank you, Father, for your spirit. And I thank you for your word. I pray, Father, that tonight you'd help us to understand the truths of your word in a way that we can apply them and live them out in our life on a daily basis, that we would truly make a difference in this world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to kind of change things up, do something just a little bit different. And I'm going to give you a handout. And our ushers, if y'all would, just go ahead and hand those out. And there's just a few blanks. I have 7 points. That's a lot to remember. So I decided we'd do a handout tonight. And that way you can take it home with you and not forget, because each one of them is important. But tonight, I'm going to be sharing with you a message about making a difference. And I believe that every person here tonight, you're here because God wants to use you to make a difference. It's not an accident. He's a big God. And believe it or not, he wants to use you to make a difference. Now, when you talk about making a difference, the Apostle Paul made a difference. His ministry still impacts the world today. Not only because the Holy Spirit inspired him to write many of the books of the New Testament, but also because if we were able to trace our spiritual roots all the way back, somewhere they most likely would go back to a place where the Apostle Paul ministered, started a church. That's amazing how much of an impact, how much of a difference his single life made. So we can learn a lot from the Apostle Paul. I want you to know God has called every one of us to make a difference. We have a purpose. There is a reason that we are here. I really believe it's one of the basic needs of our soul, that there's something on the inside of us that God has put inside of us that we want to have a meaning. We want to have purpose. You know, even people in the world ask that question at some point. Why am I here? You know, we as believers, we ought to know why we're here. To make a difference. None of us is here to just live out our days and hold the fort till Jesus comes and we're hanging on. No. We're making a difference every day of our life. We're going to go to Acts chapter 20 and read 20 through 27. And I'm going to use the New International Version tonight. It just reads a little easier here. He says, "You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God." I want you to know living for God is the only way to really live. Jesus said that if we lose our life for his sake and the gospel's sake, then we find life. That's where real life is. It's when you are living for him. When you're willing to give up that old ordinary life, then you have the abundant life that Jesus came to give. But making a difference in eternity, and not just the here and now, I'm telling you, that's where real life has meaning. When we know that what we're doing in this life is having an eternal impact. I think that a lot of believers today are bored with their Christian experience. And here's the reason. They're not really making a difference. They're not really fulfilling the purpose of God in their life. And so they're just kind of frustrated and dry in their walk with the Lord. I'm telling you, God has something better for us. He wants us to experience that blessing each and every day of being used by him and making a difference in the life of somebody else. Now, if you've got your little note sheet there, don't freak out. I know we haven't gotten to anything yet. We're going to get there, and we'll pick up speed, all right? I know some of you are already looking at the clock. That's all right. Bob Harrington, the chaplain, or once the chaplain of Bourbon Street, is what he was known as. He was famous for saying, "It's fun being saved." And you know what? It ought to be fun being saved. I think the Apostle Paul enjoyed serving the Lord. He lived his life full throttle. I mean, just always going all out for the Lord with this reckless abandon just to fulfill the call of God and the purpose of God in his life. His life was this great adventure. I mean, you know, you could do a movie series about his life, but it would be too fantastic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really out there, the stuff that happened to him and the things that he went through. If they were to actually do it and do it right, it would be absolutely amazing what an adventure his life was. But you know what? Our life ought to be an adventure as we serve the Lord and we live in the purpose of God and making a difference in the lives of other people. So how do we make a difference? Here's the first one. To make a difference, we need to have a sense of destiny. And don't make this something real weird. I'm just saying that you have to know that there's a purpose for your life. You need that sense of destiny that you really are here for a reason. The Lord told Jeremiah, Jeremiah 1:5, he says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Now, you might not be appointed to be a prophet to the nations, but I can assure you that the same God that knew Jeremiah in the womb knew you. And even though you might not be a prophet to the nations, God just as much has a purpose for your life. Listen, there are no nothings with God. I'm talking about when it comes to people. There's no nobodies. There's no nothings. No, in his kingdom, I'm telling you, every one of us matter. And you might not reach millions, but you sure do matter to the ones that you do impact. And you just need to know this. Every one of you can make a difference. That is a sense of destiny, that I'm here in this world for a reason. I'm not just here living out my days. I'm here fulfilling the purpose of God in my life. And if you're going to make a difference, you have to know that. Paul had that sense of destiny about going to Jerusalem and ultimately to Rome. He knew that it was no accident. It was not the plan of man. He knew that it was in the providence of a sovereign God. He said, the Holy Spirit has warned me about going to Jerusalem. And he knew what was going to happen, and he knew that he was going to go on to Rome. He knew he would get there eventually, but he had this sense of destiny about it. He knew why he was here. He knew who he was, and he knew where he was going. And I'm telling you, that destiny is missing in a lot of people's lives. They don't know who they are. They don't know why they're here, and they don't know where they're going. We don't have to have the details. In fact, I think people too often get hung up looking for the details. We don't have to have the details, but we need to know that there's something bigger than just living another day. Something more. J.L. Kraft, for years, gave 25% of his great profits to Christ. And he said his purpose was not to build the business as much as it was to build the kingdom of God. He was all about the cause of Christ, not the cause of cheese. I mean, here's a successful businessman, but he realized that he was making a difference in eternity because he was helping to spread the gospel around the world. So many people today are just kind of in survival mode. The Apostle Paul lived for a higher purpose than just surviving. He had that sense of destiny. We have to have that. Philippians 1, 21 through 26, Paul says, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. If I'm to go on living in this body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Is that I'm going to make a difference. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your joy in Christ Jesus will overflow on account of me. See, he knew that there were people that he still was supposed to reach, people that he was still impacting, people that he was going to make a difference to. And we have to know that too. As I said, it might not be millions, but we have to know there's people that we're going to make a difference to. We're going to have an impact on their life. And sometimes, you know, you may feel like it's just a handful of people, but you don't know how far reaching that is and how many people that handful may reach. In eternity, we'll know. But right now, there's no way we could really know. But you got to be convinced that you have a destiny. There are things that God has purposed for you to do. I love this verse in the NIV in Acts 13:36. It says, when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. Talking about he died. When did he die? When he had served God's purpose. Now, how many of you are not dead yet? Then guess what? You are not done serving God's purpose. There is still a destiny for you. You need to have that sense of destiny. Number two, we need divine inspiration. If we're really going to make a difference, it can't just be us. It can't just be our idea. It can't just be our effort. No, Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, there's a lot of great people in this world, maybe that have made some noble contribution to society. You know, there's some today that give big amounts of money to do certain things. But let me tell you, what really makes a difference in this world and in the one to come takes divine inspiration. It has to be something that is God-ordained, that he is behind, because all of the efforts of man will all fall short. No, for us to have fruit that remains, it has to come from Him. It has to be divinely inspired, not just our good efforts and trying to, you know, help somebody, but it has to come from the Lord and Him moving and working in our lives. Paul said in verse 22, he said, "And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem." See, it wasn't just an idea he had. He was compelled by the Spirit. And we need to know this. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide us. He will give us that divine inspiration. He will give us the words to say. He'll direct us to be in the right place at the right time. And to really make a difference, we have to have that divine inspiration. We got to listen for His voice. Be sensitive to His leading. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:14, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So we need to be listening. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Got to be divinely inspired to move, to go, and what to say. You know, I think a lot of people are just, well, they just waiting on lightning to strike. No, you got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And here's a real key. If you need divine inspiration, get some. Get before the Lord and get in the Word. And I mean, get some inspiration. If you need some, we'll get some. But don't just sit back waiting for lightning to strike or, you know, some audible voice to open up the heavens. No, you need to seek God and ask God for inspiration. Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, I know I'm supposed to talk to this person. What should I say? I believe God speaks today. Amen. And we need that divine inspiration and the help of the Holy Spirit if we're really going to make a difference. It can't just be us. We have to have His help. Next, to make a difference, we need to have a sense of duty. I don't know if y'all caught on yet or not, but we're talking about making a difference, and all of the points have a D, all right? But we're talking about responsibility, but the R didn't work for me, so we went with duty. You got to have a sense of duty, a sense of responsibility. Today, the generation we live in, everybody passes the buck. They say, let somebody else do it. Well, it's not my job. The one where the buck stops, that's the one that's going to make a difference. The ones who pass the buck don't make a difference. Only the ones who take responsibility and say, it's my job, it's my duty, it's my responsibility. Those are the people that will make a difference. The Apostle Paul shows that sense of duty all through this passage, but he says in verse 24, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. He says, the task. See, what is your task? What is your duty? What is your responsibility before God? If you say, oh, well, you know, nothing, you need to find out. God will hold you accountable for what He entrusted to you, for His purpose in your life. Now, some tasks are for a lifetime. You see, God called Paul to be an apostle to the Gentiles. It was a lifetime task. But then there were also assignments and special times like this where He compelled him to go to Jerusalem and He was going to take him on to Rome. It was all part of that bigger picture. But what I want to say to you is that, you know, you might not know and understand everything that God has for you and your lifetime call. You may not have that big picture, but you need to know what task is before you right now. Don't waste time. Don't waste your life. There's a task that God has for you in this season, right now. And you need to know what that is. You need to have a sense of responsibility, a sense of duty about that. One of the main reasons that so many believers are not making a difference, they don't have a sense of responsibility. Somebody else can do it. Most people who are not fulfilling their duty blame others. People did this to me. This happened. Other people won't let me. They blame other people for why they're not fulfilling their responsibility. And I want to say something to you that is true about me and every one of us. People didn't call me, and they can't relieve me of my responsibility before God. And that's true for every one of us. You see, the things that God calls you to do, people can't relieve you of that. You have a duty, a responsibility before God. Nobody was going to stop Paul from testifying to the gospel. Verse 26 and 27, he said, "Therefore I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God." Now in the Old Testament, they talk about a watchman. A watchman on the wall would be a lookout to watch out for approaching enemies. And if he saw the enemy coming and he let everybody know, he did his job, you see, then he was innocent of the blood of those that would die. But if he didn't do his job, then he would be guilty of their blood. Ezekiel 3:17 through 19 says, "Son of man, I've made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them the warning from me. When I say to a wicked man, 'You will surely die,' and you do not warn him or speak out to dissuade him from his evil ways in order to save his life, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do not warn, but if you do warn the wicked man and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his evil ways, he will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself." I'm just telling you, in a society where so many are going the wrong way, we can't pass the buck. We have to accept the responsibility to warn people and to tell people about the Lord. Gonna make a difference? You got to take responsibility to do your part. You can't pass it off. Number four, to make a difference, we need to have a declaration. Paul said in verse 21, "I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus." You might not be called to preach, but I'm telling you, we are all called to be witnesses. We are all called to tell other people what the Lord has done for us. I mean, if the Lord has saved you, if he's healed you, if he's delivered you from something, listen, if he's answered some prayer, you've got a responsibility to tell other people. You have a declaration. They need to hear. They need to know. You know what? That's what makes it so real to people, is when they know somebody personally that tells them what God has done in their life. What a difference that makes. We're supposed to be salt and light in this world. We can't just blend in and be quiet. No, if you blend in, you can't make a difference. You can't hide that light. You got to be willing to make a declaration, have something to say. The Bible tells us that we do have a message. It is the message of reconciliation. In 2 Corinthians 5:19 and 20, he says, he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We therefore are Christ's ambassadors. We are Christ's ambassadors. So if we're going to make a difference in this world, we need to understand there's something we're supposed to say. The King has sent us. We are his ambassadors. And we have something to say. It is a message of reconciliation that God loves them. He wants a relationship with them. And they need to turn to him. You got a message from the King. You have a declaration. You can't just go through life and not ever say anything. You can't just hope that somebody else will talk to them. No. If you're going to make a difference, you got to be willing to say something. And you might be a quiet, shy person, but I'm just telling you, in the right way, at the right time, God will give you the words to say that can absolutely change a life. Number five, to make a difference, we need to have a desire. Oh, and here's where part of the rub is. This is where part of the real problem is, I think, is that so many, you know, they want to make a difference, but they don't want it bad enough. Verse 24, Paul said, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. That was such a strong desire. He said, my life means nothing to me if only I can finish the task. We need that kind of passion to see lives changed. If only I can see this life changed. If only I can help this person get in church. You see, if we had that attitude, I'm telling you, we'd invite people every week to church. We'd talk to people all the time. If only. See, that we got to have that kind of desire. In Romans 9, 1 through 3, we're learning from the Apostle Paul, right? Well, listen to what he says here. He says, I speak the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race. That's how bad he wanted to reach his own people. How desperately he wanted to reach them. Does it trouble us that others don't know him? God is able to give us a burden. He can put it on our hearts. The more that we're with him, the closer we get to him, the more that we will have a passion to reach others, as that is certainly his heart. Number six, to make a difference, we need to have dedication. Acts 20, 22 through 25, Paul says he's going to Jerusalem not knowing what will happen to him there. He says, I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Now, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. That's dedication. His dedication meant facing hardships. It meant leaving friends, companions, brothers and sisters in the Lord. He said, I will never see you again. That's dedication. And I'm telling you, to make a difference, it will cost you. to not make a difference is going to cost you too. It's going to cost you a boring life, mundane, and standing before the Lord without a reward. Jesus said, if you're going to be his disciple, he said, count the cost. It takes dedication. A woman was attending a Bible conference, and she approached the speaker after the service. With tears in her eyes, she told the speaker that she had no victory in her Christian life. She had been to many different churches, and she said she just didn't feel like she was really receiving much from God. And the speaker told her, he said, the goal is not getting more from God, but it is giving more to God. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. I'm telling you, if you're going to really make a difference, it takes dedication. It has to be absolute. Count the cost. Don't hold anything back on God. You can't say to God. See, you can say it to people, but you can't say it to God. Well, I'll do this, but I'm not going to do that. We've been bought with a price. We are not our own. Number 7, to make a difference, we need to have determination. You got to run your race with perseverance. Paul said in verse 22, and now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. Prison and hardships are facing me. There will always be trials and tests and difficulties and persecutions and battles and hardship. You know, Paul knew what he was facing. He knew some of it because the Holy Spirit warned him, told him about what was going to come. You know, Jesus did that with the disciples the night that he was betrayed. He warned them. He let them know what was about to happen. And sometimes the Lord does that, and sometimes he doesn't tell us. You know why the Lord doesn't tell us sometimes? Well, sometimes he tells us to get us ready. And sometimes he doesn't tell us because he knows we'd back out. I can give you an example. I served at a church one time where I actually said out of my mouth, I said, if I had known it was going to be this hard, I wouldn't have come. You know? And see, when it's hard on your family, that's hard. When your family's being persecuted and attacked, that's hard. And I'm just telling you, you know, if I didn't know it was going to be like that, I wouldn't have been there. But you know what? God had me there for a reason. And looking back, I'm glad I was there. And I see all of the things that God set in motion and set in place because I was there. And if I'd have known the details, I'd have been like, But here's what you do need to know. All of us need to know. There are going to be hardships. If you're going to make a difference, there's going to be times when, listen, the devil, he's going to hate you. And he's going to try to inspire people against you. That's okay. God's bigger. But you need to be determined. You know what? I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to quit. Let me tell you when you quit making a difference. When you quit. Too many people quit. So you need to have a sense of destiny. Why am I here? What am I about? What is my purpose? You need to have divine inspiration. Hear from God and let him order your steps. We need a sense of duty. Don't pass off responsibility no matter what happens. Know that you will give an account before God. We need a declaration. You've got something to say. The Holy Spirit will give you the words. Don't hide it, share it. We need a desire. We need to care like our Father cares, like Jesus cares. We need to pray that God will give us a burden that we cannot ignore. We need dedication. I was bought at a price. I belong to Him. He died for me, and I will live for Him and die for Him. I'm telling you, that's powerful. That's how those disciples turned the world upside down, because they were willing to live for Him and die for Him. And I'm telling you, when we have that attitude, I'm willing to die for Him, not just talk, but truly willing to live and die for Him, you can make a difference. I'm telling you, a handful of people that are truly dedicated make a way bigger difference than 10,000 lukewarm Christians. Just a handful is all it takes, and they can turn the world upside down. Determination. Never quit. Persevere. Keep going. Making a difference. Tonight I'd like to ask you to prayerfully consider which of these you have. And which of these you need. On each one I put, we need. And so I would just like to ask you to prayerfully, you can do it now, you can do it later, but do it prayerfully and honestly before God. Check off the ones you have. That's what the little box is there for. And the ones that you don't have, I want you to take to the Lord in prayer. Just be honest before God, whichever it might be. He knows our heart better than we do. And if we come before Him and we say, Father, I want to make a difference, and You see this issue, You see this area, You see this problem, You see my lacking, my shortcoming, help me. He can do that. Whatever would keep you, whatever need, whatever lacking would keep you from making a difference, I want you to settle that with God. Let Him have His way. Stand with me. I'm going to just pray over you, and we're going to be dismissed. You're welcome to stay and pray for a few minutes here in the presence of the Lord. But before you go to bed tonight, I just encourage you to prayerfully consider these seven things. And if there's some things that need to change, go to God in prayer. Father, I just thank You that You love us so much, that You have made each and every one of us a part of Your divine plan, a part of Your work, Lord, and what a privilege it is to serve You, to be a part of what You're doing in the earth today. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit would just speak to our hearts and show us, Lord, what we need to change. I pray, Father, that during the next few days, Lord, that more than ever before, we will walk in that sense of destiny, knowing that You have us here for a reason, that there are divine appointments, that there are people's lives who will forever be changed. I pray, Father, that during these next few days, we would set a new course in our life, oh, to make a difference every day. May it be so, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you.